Divisions are appearing in the union movement after Anthony Albanese's call for the Labor Party to expel the controversial construction union leader, John Setka. The Labor leader was responding to reports that the union's Victorian secretary blames anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty for eroding men's rights, something Mr. Setka denies. The ACTU secretary, Sally McManus, says many union leaders are also concerned by Mr. Setka's behaviour. She's meeting with him tomorrow. But some unionists say Mr. Setka never criticised Rosie Batty and are demanding Mr. Albanese apologise to him. Samantha Donovan reports.
Reports that John Setka had spoken disparagingly of Rosie Batty prompted Anthony Albanese to take a rare step for a Labor figure and speak out against the powerful union leader. Christy Kane is the secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia's WA branch. He's demanding Mr. Albanese apologise to John Setka.
Why didn't Mr. Albanese pick the phone up and talk to John Setka direct about what happened? Why didn't he pick the phone up and talk to me? No, Mr. Albanese's run off false allegations. He has misconstrued what has gone on in that room and he should apologise. Maybe Mr. Albanese should resign, I don't know.
Christy Kane was at the CFMMEU executive meeting last week where Mr. Setka allegedly made the comments. He says he didn't hear him say anything about Rosie Batty.
John opened up to talk about his private affairs with his wife. I thought it was very brave of him and it had nothing to do with Rosie Batty whatsoever.
In a written statement, the Electrical Trades Union's Victorian Secretary, Troy Gray, is also demanding Anthony Albanese retract his comments about John Setka and end his attempt to have him expelled from the Labor Party. The statement reads, Mr. Albanese should know better than to be led down the garden path by the enemies of John Setka, who were seeking to spread rumours and lies about him for their own political gain. John Setka fronted the media this morning with his wife Emma Walters by his side. He denies he made insulting comments about Rosie Batty.
I have always been a huge supporter of Rosie Batty and admired the tireless work she has done and what she has achieved. Everyone at that meeting knows that what is being reported is not what I said. And the member who leaked these false allegations for nothing more than political gain should be the one who hangs their head in shame. I completely agree with Mr. Albanese. Any comments denigrating Rosie Batty are completely unacceptable.
He confirmed that the comments he made came as he updated the meeting on the progress of the case against him in the courts. But he didn't make clear what he did say about the former Australian of the Year.
What I said about Rosie Batty, well, I didn't. I just made reference to what legal people had sort of said in regards to laws. And that was it. There was no denigration of Rosie Batty whatsoever.
In a written statement, the ACTU Secretary, Sally McManus, says she's consulted with union leaders who are concerned by Mr. Setka's words and actions, which aren't compatible with union values and have impacted on the movement. She says the ACTU condemns all acts of family and domestic violence. Ms. McManus added she's heard John Setka's comments today and will meet with him tomorrow. John Setka is vowing to stay on as the CFMMEU's Victorian Secretary. The Maritime Union's Christy Kane is confident the members support him.
Up and down the wharf, our membership are fully behind John Setka, and that's the Maritime Division. I would say that is membership in Victoria. All the officials and all the delegates around, all the women delegates who are around. Make no mistake, John Secker's going nowhere. And the ALP have got no right to butt into that. John Setka will be elected, let me tell you.
The Maritime Union's Christy Kane, Samantha Donovan reporting there.